Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, the Leave and Cert kicks off tomorrow, 2 weeks, and we were only chatting on the show yesterday about those last-minute cramming study tips for students. But the other issue that often arises is stress, how to manage and deal with that for both the parents and this, obviously the students as well. 087 1400 106, that is the WhatsApp number. Alan O'Donoghue from Help Me to Parent is a parenting specialist and coach. Alan's with me in studio. Good afternoon. How are
good
things?
Good to see you. I'm good. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. 2 weeks out, I can only imagine now, you know, the stress levels in some households. What is your advice, first of all, to students? Because they're the most important people in all of this, Alan.
Yeah, well, I think, and I know they'll have heard this 50 million times over, is that this isn't the end of the world.
Yeah.
So even if it is the junior cert or the leaving cert, we've never lived in a time that has been better for other options available to you if you don't get what it is you're looking
Very
for.
True.
Now, everyone needs to try and strive for what it is they want, but it's not the end of the world. So as best as possible, try and take that little bit of pressure off the outcome and just try and manage yourself on a day-to-day basis just to keep yourself grounded and as calm as you can.
Yeah. What is that, early nights? Is it a little bit of study each evening?
Yeah, so I suppose there's a number of different things. Obviously, setting up your study plan is probably going to be useful for you, where you break up your week and go, all right, well, this is where I'm going to study these different topics. But I'd also say, don't try and do hours and hours and hours of study on end. Generally, in my experience, the average person can study for a maximum of 40 minutes at a go. But I've worked with some people who will work for 10 minutes. I'm a 10-minute person, so I can study for 10 minutes and that's it. And then what you can do is you can set yourself up to take a 10-minute break and then set your timers and then go back after your 10 minutes. So you need to have a conversation with your parents, though, as well about this, because sometimes parents will go, what the hell are you doing coming down?
Yeah, you're back
up
out
there
again.
15 minutes. But the reality is, it's not just about time, it's about effective and quality study.
What about the parents? Because I'm sure a lot of them, you know, listening to us today that are maybe at home or they're working from home, Alan, or they're going to collect kids from school. What shouldn't they say to their kids over the next 2 weeks?
That can be a difficult question to answer in terms of, you know, what they should, like, I wouldn't be putting extra pressure on them. And one of the biggest issues I get with parents is that they will say, my child's doing nothing. And that's one, your impression, that might be true, it might not be true, but you piling on the extra pressure is not necessarily going to make any difference to them. In fact, it might entrench them even more in doing less study. So just ask them, how are they getting on with the study? Is there anything that you can do to help them? And they might say, just leave me alone. But it's about trying to reduce the stress on them as best as possible. But as a parent, look at your own stress levels, because we could be worried about how our children are going to do. We know that our kids might be putting extra pressure on themselves to get 625 points.
Oh, sure, God,
that
yeah.
just, you know, may not be possible for our children. So for us to look at how we're managing our stress as well, that's where we're taking our breaks, going for walks, the exact same things I would suggest that young people do as
Don't
well.
Don't be nagging at them. It's the nagging, isn't it?
Well, there's no point.
No.
It's not going to make any difference.
I remember it well, Alan. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Right, I want to get through some of our listener questions. My son is definitely stressed but doesn't show it at all. I'm convinced he's internalising it all. How do I talk to him about it when he's not showing physical signs? Or?
So you can ask him, how are you getting on? And if he says, I'm getting on fine, just go, well, if you need me, I'm here for a chat if you want. But look at trying to get him engaging with his friends, get him engaging in his activities as well outside, whether it's going to the gym, going for a walk. Take him for a drive. Take him for a drive through, you know, whatever. But it's amazing where young people will start to open up when the focus isn't on them. So if you sit him down and say, talk to me about your emotions, there's a good chance he's going to clam up and say nothing. Whereas if you go for the drive and you're just talking about general stuff, he might just start to talk about his stress, but he may just manage it.
This listener seems to have the opposite issue in their house. She tells me that, I actually don't think my daughter is stressed enough. I don't think she's placing enough weight on these exams. How do I stress the importance of them without stressing her too much?
I will always say, when it comes to our brains are going to operate so much better if we are not stressed. So it is like exams for me are the most bizarre thing. They go completely against actually how our brains work and how work happens on a day-to-day basis for the most part. So what I'd say is don't bother putting under stress. If she's not stressed, she'll have to deal with the natural consequences of maybe not doing as well as she would like, and she has to deal with that now. I know many parents will be sitting there going, yeah, we'll be the ones having to listen to this, the crying and screaming.
Yeah.
But you don't have to listen to it. You can walk away from the crying and the screaming. But if your child isn't stressed, it doesn't mean that they're not going to do well. It's actually good because we don't need the stress hormones coursing through our bodies all the time. It's not going to make them study harder.
Now, this listener is doing their Leaving Cert for the second time, Alan. Says they've been studying, but they find, you know, when it all gets on top of me, I just shut down a little. I find it really hard to concentrate, to stay engaged. I really feel for that listener because you probably have an awful lot of internal pressure on yourself when it is the second time.
Well, a lot of the times, yeah, you put that pressure on yourself more so than anybody else. What I'll say is look at breaks. Try and get your breaks. Get out. It's nice weather. Go for a walk and accept that you've done the best that you can and you're going to do as well as you do. So it's about looking at, okay, well, what can I structure? So am I studying for 20 minutes, half an hour at a time, taking my break, getting time with my friends, switching off? I'm going to say this one that's going to scare a lot of parents. Get on your phone, chat to your friends if that's going to help you.
Really,
but
okay,
just get out and get some fresh air.
Funny you say that. This listener says, my daughter's sitting her Leaving Cert and has been putting in a lot of study time all year, but I've now noticed in the last week or two the concentration starting to fade. She's been preoccupied as school's finished up. She seems to be spending a lot of time scrolling on the phone. She's moody. I just want her to use what time she's left, not wasted, especially following all the hard work that she has actually been doing.
But 2 weeks is not going to waste a full year.
No, true.
So I think, and when we're in the middle of it, it's hard to see the sensible side of things. But I think, look, your daughter may have done all the work that she needs to do. Now, if she's moody, that could be because she's stressed.
Yeah.
Maybe it could be because she's fighting with her best friend on the phone. But maybe encourage her to take some breaks from the phone and take some breaks from the study as well if she is studying.
Listener says, my youngest brother has been studying day and night for the Leaving Cert. I really hope he gets his first choice in college and UCC. How do I help him manage the expectations though, just in case he doesn't get the course he wants? The points are really high.
Just be there for him if he doesn't get the course. That's all. You can just listen to him. We don't need advice. We don't need, now, unless he asks for it, or you can offer, say, look, I'll help you explore the different options. But don't start to talk about him not getting it until you've found out for definite.
Because
not going to be of any benefit. All it's going to do is cause anxiety, and none of us need extra anxiety at the moment.
So just if you're a parent listening, don't mention other alternatives or options till after the points or the results come out.
Well, there's no point because it's, your child might absolutely destroy the points that they need and do really, really well.
I've two teenagers in my house doing the exams this year. My husband and I are both really stressed for them, but I'm trying not to rub off on them. What can we do?
Get some time, go for a dinner together, go for walks
leave
on the
alone.
Beach. Yeah, but seriously, just look at how you're managing your own stress levels. Are you getting time to switch off? And just recognise that it's going to be okay. No matter what, how many people do we know who can't even remember what they got in the Leaving Cert?
Oh, sure, I know, yeah.
So this is, it's a stressful moment in time, but it's not the end of the world. So look at managing your own stress and that will actually rub off because kids do pick up on tension so much more. So they could internalize it and kind of go, right, well, I'm feeling stressed, when actually they weren't feeling stressed until the parents were bringing the stress into the house.
Great text from a parent wondering about their child not becoming too stressed or overwhelmed during the exam itself. I suppose maybe if, you know, a particular topic they were hoping for or banking on doesn't come up.
Yeah, so what I'd always suggest on the day of the exams is have a good breakfast, ground yourself. So just settle yourself, practice your breathing, you know, slow everything down and read through your exam paper first and foremost. Don't panic if you read the first three, four questions and go, I have no idea what to do here. Keep going until you find the question that you can answer. Answer that thoroughly. And what that can do is kickstart your brain into, okay, we're in exam mode. Then you can go back to the other ones and recognize that stressing is only literally shutting the logical part of your brain down, which is what you need. So breathe through it. Deep belly breaths.
Simple as that. Listen, Alan, great tips and advice for both students and parents ahead of the Leaving Cert in 2 weeks' time. We appreciate you coming in today to answer listener questions. That's parenting and specialist coach Alan O'Donoghue, who you can find more of with Help Me to Parent. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.